Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
People are just held and we just kind of twiddle our thumbs. The whole purpose is to make this be a place that can facilitate increased frequency and numbers of deportations of illegal aliens. And that is the goal. And one of the reasons why this was a sensible spot is because you have this runway that's right here. You don't have to drive them an hour to an airport. You go a couple thousand feet and they can be on a plane and out of here.
You know, I have to confess that my own thinking about the Alligator Alcatraz facility was, I don't know what the word I want, inaccurate, okay? I don't know whether I blame them or I blame me, but in my mind, I had just been thinking, this is a place that we're storing people. Now, I know the critics have called them called it a concentration camp, and I just think that proves that you don't either you don't know what a concentration camp actually was, or you're really trying to distort what this facility is. But regardless, I think in my mind I had kind of accepted the premise that it was like a sort of a jail detention facility. That's what it was. It really just hadn't even occurred to me. And again, I don't know whether I blame them or I blame me. I think I blame a little both that what it really is a bus station or airport terminal, you know, kind of low grade airport terminal. But I mean, it's a departure plane. I mean, it's a place from which to ship people out. And so when the headline came out that they had actually shipped people out, I think some people read that as, oh my God, they're deporting people. And when DeSantis spoke about it, I viewed it as, oh, it's where they deport people. You know, maybe I'm dumb. Maybe I'm the idiot here, but that was my reaction to it as, oh, it's an airport. I get it.
I'm pleased to report that those flights out of Alligator Alcatraz by DHS have begun. The cadence is increasing. We've already had a number of flights in the last few days. We've had hundreds of illegals have been removed from here. And you know, the federal government has a process of how they eventually do, and they've done it different ways on some of these different flights.
Oh. It's an airport. Yeah, I just, you know, duh. But of course. You know, it's one of those, you don't think about it because you don't realize you have to think about it, but your assumption is, at least for me, I mean, maybe it's me. John, am I wrong? Did you know it was an airport?
I did.
But did you know it was for shipping people out of country?
I did.
Okay, so I'm the dumb one. Fair enough.
I don't want to go through that TSA either.
But, you know, the idea that, oh my God, they're actually deporting people. Well, of course they are, right? I mean, that's the point of having it in an airstrip.
The reality is this provides an ability to enhance the mission to increase the number and frequency of deportations. And so what's been done here has really been remarkable. There's full ground-to-air communications from the airfield. There's air tracking radar capabilities on site. Securing all access ports to the taxiway and runway on aircraft arrival, that happens. You got 5,000 gallons of jet fuel on site. You got runway lighting. You got everything you need to be able to do that.
So it's an airport. I mean, it's, you know, not a lot of Chick-fil-A's or Starbucks. You know,
or a little convenience store there.
curb parking is limited. The white zone is for loading and unloading only. I mean, you know, there's not like a cell phone lot or anything, but or maybe there is. I mean, you know, to serve your bus, it's dropping people off first, but it's an airport.
This airport is able to accept commercial sized aircraft and conduct both day and nighttime operations. And so that's what it's all about, to be able to help process and remove folks that are legally in the state of Florida and in the United States of America. So we look forward to this cadence increasing.
Yeah, and so it was, you know, the picture that I think, anyway, what I had, and what perhaps some people have, is this is just a place that we're incarcerating all the people who are here with at least uncertain, if not known, illegal status, right? Well, no. I mean, it's a place where you process people out. So it's not the Japanese internment facility. It's certainly not a concentration camp a la Germany. It's just a place where we can put people while we get figured out what we're going to do with them, and what we're going to do with them is deport them. I mean, if you're going to deport millions of people, you're going to have to find places and ways and mechanisms to do that. You're not just going to drive them to the border and say, here, you know, especially if they didn't come from Mexico, you're going to have to go somewhere else.
One of the things when the president came and visited that he approved was deputizing state officers, including National Guard judge advocates, to be immigration judges. And the vision is to just have them on site. You can move forward with the processing very quickly and increase the numbers. And the flow would be, there'd be a high turnover rate here because you'd be constantly doing that. We're working very closely with the Department of Justice. We have not yet had any approval for anybody to be able to come down here and do that. But we do anticipate that happening very soon. And when that happens, you're going to have an availability of a lot of folks to be able to be ripe. To be able to be removed and ultimately sent back to their home countries.
Yeah, because you're going to need to give people hearings. You're going to need to, you know, have a judge or somebody who's going to act as a judge to oversee the procedure to make sure that you're not deporting the wrong people, that you're only deporting the people that are not here legally. This makes perfect sense that you would expand the capability. At least we think, I mean, they haven't yet, you know, as you heard him say, really authorized that to happen, but that seems to be in the process. So, okay. That's what they're doing at the Alligator Alcatraz. 517 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Boat on fire yesterday by the 17th Avenue boat ramp, the graffiti bridge / wayside park, that whole vicinity. One of those little cigarette boats is what I call them. I don't know if it's what everybody calls them, but everybody was gotten off safely. Some Good Samaritans helped. I think PFD got their fireboat in there to help douse the flames. And, in the end, no big deal. But pretty scary, you know, when you see something on fire and the bay and you're like, whoa, what's that? And then you go closer and you see flames and it's a boat and, you know, I mean, bad things can happen, right? But luckily everybody seems to have been okay from that. So that's good news. 518 News Radio 92.3. It's going to be nice and cool today. Maybe you wear a sweater, maybe a pair of jeans,
maybe a heavier jacket.
Heavier jacket, you know, make sure your heater is ready and you got the wood for the fireplace because it's going to be 96 or 7, 110 with the heat index. So, if you're used to 130, I suppose this is cool.
That is.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you're, I don't know if I can do this on the radio because it's more of a visual thing, but and I confess I did not go verify the accuracy, but it seemed accurate enough that I went ahead and shared it on Facebook. Somebody had made a map that drew the United States with regions of the United States and their counterpart climate parallel elsewhere in the world. So, for example, the Northeast, it's carved out as Japan. So the Northeast, you know, New York, Maine, that area is styled as Japan. And then the mid, like North Dakota is Mongolia, is kind of how this map goes. And so I was just kind of, you know, it seemed about right. And then I started looking at the places that I have lived. And, I used to live before we moved here, we lived in the Northwest, we lived in Oregon. So that's like France. Okay. And before that I lived in Arizona, and on this map, that's Iraq.
Right?
And yeah, from experience, I'd have to say that's accurate.
That's pretty accurate.
And it's funny because I always thought, well, you know, at least we don't live in Iraq. Yeah, we do. Anyway, before that was, you know, St. Louis. Well, everything basically from, and even west of the Mississippi, but everything from the Mississippi east and then, gosh, I don't know, the southern half of Illinois and south is China, which doesn't help much because China's huge. And the southeast is huge. But basically, when I lived in St. Louis, that was the northern end of China. And now that I live in Pensacola, that's the southern end of China by comparison. Grew up in Michigan, which is Ukraine. Also, Chicago is Ukraine. The middle of Illinois, which is where I went to school, is Russia. If you live in, if you came from the south, like Tampa, Miami, you know, that's like Taiwan. I don't know. I thought it was interesting. Here I am thinking we live in a really bad place. It's not so bad as China. Well, still bad. It's still, at least during these months of the year. And yes, I'm still asking people. This has become my, this is how I sort humans now, is I sort humans into normal people and people.
You sort humans?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, you got to sort humans all the time, right? Okay. You got to figure out who you can trust, who you're going to want to play pickleball with, you know, who you want to have a beer with, you know, sorting humans,
and
right?
I guess I'm not in
You sorted out every single time so far. Category. I'm looking for a category for you.
Okay, thank you. I was worried.
So far, you're in for producer.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway. and I'm sorting people based on whether they're normal or whether they like the heat. And I have found more people in my circle of other previously trusted friends and family, so to speak, who, you know, you enjoy laying on the beach and sweating. Yes. Like on purpose, you yes. Okay. And listen, I know like on that particular example, they're not alone. I know those of you who like the heat, you think I'm weird. Not just for that. But you know, perhaps for many reasons, it's entirely possible. And I don't know whether it's I grew up in the Midwest, I grew up where there was snow. I don't know, but you know, for me, when I go to the beach and it's really hot, I go in the water because I don't like to be that hot. Other people, they go to the beach to lay on the beach to be hot. They like that. They're like, you know, my friend I was talking with the other day, you know, she's like, I'm like the lizard. Put me on the rock. Let me sweat. It's good. And I don't get it. John, are you, which way are you? You want to be hot or you want to not be hot?
Well, I don't want to be hot. Well,
there you go. You're with me on this.
Yes.
But there are people like Brian Jenkins who says he likes to be out in the heat and
I don't.
Yeah, so it's fine. I mean, I'm not picking a fight. I'm just saying, you know, people are different. The sorting hat says you're in, you're out. 522 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Speaking of homes. Wait, what were we?
What?
I don't know. Anyway, if you need to buy or sell one, Christy, hey, if there's no segue available, just fake it and pretend like you're crazy for asking a question. You know, that's the way. All right. So if you think about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, they're really good at this. They sell about three and a half, four every single week, 165 last year divided by 52. You get the math. They sell a lot all the time. And that means they have experience. They have knowledge. They know what the market's doing. They know how it's changing. You know, really finger on the pulse kind of stuff. Because, you know, if you sell, I mean, even 10 homes a year, one a month, that's pretty good. You know, it's a good living. But you don't really have the same level of experience as a team that's selling, you know, 15 a month. It's just different. And when you sell that many, you know a lot of stuff about what people like and don't like and what's normal and what price and what you can ask for and what they can ask for and you can say yes or no to, that kind of stuff. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions, like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, Medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Join Acupuncture and Welders of Pensacola today at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you won't want to miss. That's today at 10 a.m. with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Like what you hear?
Give us your feedback by filling out our News Radio Listener Advisory Board survey. Just go to our website, newsradio923.com, and fill it out.
Simple.
News Radio 92.3.
Let's get Mikey.
Yeah.
He won't eat it. He hates everything.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
What's the age at which the 50% threshold exists for knowing the Mikey Life cereal ad? What age? What's the age where only 50% of the people that age know that ad, and then below that, of course, fewer and fewer and fewer? What would you say? 40?
I was going to go with like 45.
Yeah.
Because that's right at the edge of...
Yeah, I would say that's probably right. So the my assumption is everybody knows that. I think if I walked around Seville Quarter and talked to the 25 and 30 year olds on a given Friday night, I'd be lucky to find a person.
Probably because their parents, you know, right. said it a million times.
They probably, if we're being honest, they probably don't even know what Life cereal is.
No, they probably won't.
Let alone the ad for Life cereal.
To give me life?
Yeah, what does that mean? I don't even understand. Is that like Rice Checks?
No.
Anyway, David Wayne is in the newsroom. They probably don't know what Rice Checks are. I mean, to be honest.
Yeah, I know.
Crispix, what the hell's wrong with you?
I remember the Mikey commercials, but just barely.
Barely. Yeah.
Did they have Saturday morning cartoons when you were a kid, David?
Oh, yeah, I loved Saturday morning
cartoons. Okay, so you're old.
Yeah, I'm old.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Definitely old.
What's going on in the newsroom?
Well, President Trump says new trade deal with the European Union will lower tariffs to 15%. Trump said the 27-member EU has agreed to purchase $750 billion worth of energy and $600 billion worth of investments in the U.S. A man's facing a terrorism charge after a stabbing rampage at a Walmart in northern Michigan injured 11 people. That happened on Saturday afternoon. Bradford James Gilley allegedly went into a Traverse City Walmart.
Traverse City.
Thank you.
You bet.
And
as a Michigander, I'm allowed.
my knowledge on Michigan is limited to Muskegon.
If you hold your left hand up in front of you, palm away.
Right, yeah.
Oh, no,
little finger.
Whoa.
It's where the tip of your little finger is.
Whoa. Okay. Keep that. Yeah. I want to use all your fingers.
Go on.
So he allegedly attacked people with a folding knife in that Walmart in the store's checkout area.
You know what's amazing about this story? There's so much amazing about this story. So he's in the checkout area, and he unfolds the knife and starts stabbing people. He cut this woman's throat. Nobody died, thank God. Eventually he gets outside, is confronted by a group of people outside, including one dude with a gun. Because that was my thought, is why didn't he get shot? Because that's why you carry a gun, is that way when somebody runs in and starts stabbing people at the Walmart, you shoot them. Well, he didn't get shot. So the group confronts him outside, and while he's acting menacing and being threatened by this group that's corralled him around the car, you can see the video, somebody jumps up from behind him and tackles him, and they get him under, you know, control, and he doesn't wind up getting shot. the funniest part of all this to me is just the I don't know how else to say it. The guy who's got the gun is a black guy with like foot long dreads, and he's aiming it at him sideways like a gangster as they're chasing him around this car. It's just the weirdest thing ever. But thank God, I mean, the only guy who had a gun was the black guy with dreadlocks. Perfect. And he did the right thing. And they're all working together to apprehend this guy, and they didn't have to shoot him. So it's just that whole, like, the video is, you watch, you're like, what am I watching here exactly?
The situation.
Yeah.
Traverse City.
Traverse City. There you go. It's a great place to go. Big tourist area.
I'm going to book my vacation right now.
Hey, it's safe now.
Already booked.
You can count on
line, here I come.
You can count on the guy with dreads to help you out in case there's a stabbing. And he did. I mean, we need to take him to the range and teach him how to hold a gun properly, but still, he did the right thing. He was a good citizen. It was fantastic.
News. I'm CJ Papa. President Trump holding court at his Turnberry Golf Resort in Scotland. He'll soon meet with the leader of Great Britain, Keir Starmer, for talks on trade and Mideast peace.
Starmer is expected to try and persuade Trump to resume ceasefire talks after the U.S. and Israel pulled their negotiating teams. Special Envoy Steve Witkoff cited Hamas's lack of desire to reach a ceasefire, but Starmer is pushing for a resolution as reports of starvation in Gaza escalate.
Fox's Madeline Rivera. This meeting taking place less than 24 hours after the massive tariff and trade deal between the U.S. and the European Union.
The European market is open. It's 450 million people. So it's a good deal. It's a huge deal.
EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, a 15% tariff deal was reached across the board ahead of the August 1st deadline. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, partly cloudy. We've got 80 degrees already here this morning. Of course, expecting a hot day. We'll get more with Brooke Richardson on our Channel 3 forecast in just a few minutes. Two people are injured after a shooting. This happened on Avery Street in Pensacola over the weekend. Officials say it happened Saturday evening around 6 p.m. The suspect was reportedly still in the home when police arrived, causing some road closures in the area. Investigators say a woman was shot, and she's currently in stable condition at a local hospital. SWAT teams were activated. Police attempted negotiations with the suspect, but they say he was later found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. An investigation into the case is still ongoing. A race boat caught on fire Sunday afternoon near Three Mile Bridge. The Coast Guard says a Good Samaritan helped to extinguish that fire before they were even dispatched. WEAR reached out to the officials for more information on the cause of the fire, and we'll let you know if we hear anything from them. Two people have died after a crash between an SUV and a motorcyclist in Okaloosa County on Friday. Officials say the SUV was turning left when it was hit by a speeding motorcycle. The rider was identified as a 19-year-old Fort Walton Beach man. The driver and the passenger in the SUV were identified as being from Texas. Both the motorcycle rider and the front passenger in the SUV were killed. FHP says two other passengers in that vehicle were taken to the hospital with serious injuries as well, but they have not yet been identified. Well, a new weather record was set in Tampa. The Tampa International Airport recorded a temperature of 100 degrees yesterday. It hit the 100 mark around 3:10 p.m. Tampa's weather records go all the way back to 1890. Their previous record was set at 99 degrees. Thousands of NASA employees are taking advantage of early retirement. NASA recently announced 3,000 employees have accepted early retirement offers or resigned. That amounts to about a fifth of their workforce. That leaves NASA with 14,000 civil employees. A Palm Beach County World War II vet is turning 102 soon. Harold Terrence celebrated on Saturday in Delray Beach with about three dozen family members. That includes 11 great-grandchildren. During the war, the Air Force vet fixed airplanes and transported prisoners. He said that If he had been killed in the war, there would have been no party over the weekend, and the 35 people he celebrated with wouldn't have been there. So congratulations to him. It's 5:35 here, News Radio 92.3. Let's get a quick look here at our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing a beautiful day today, but a very hot day. Plenty of sunshine with temperatures getting near 97 degrees for your high. Heat advisory is in place with heat index values up to 112. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 81. For Tuesday, a little bit more rain in the forecast. 40% chance of a shower or thunderstorm, high near 96. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, 80 degrees, partly cloudy skies. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
Summer season is here, and Florida summers can really be hot. But despite the warm temperatures, your garden can still produce some beautiful flowers and delicious vegetables. Get all of your garden tips from me, Mike Wiggins, on The Garden Line, heard on the Pensacola Expert Panel every Tuesday from 9 till 10, and Encore Hour Saturday from 9 till 10 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Garden Line is presented by Blue Sky Landscaping and Pensacola Hardware.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you looking for the best news in talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Correct something I said a moment ago. I think I lied to you. I said that the guy, the dreadlocks guy who was had the gun in the Traverse City after the stabbing incident, that he was holding the gun sideways, gangster style. I may have said he was holding it with one hand. He actually had a two-handed grip holding it sideways.
And it was not that bad. I was like, well,
it wasn't a terrible grip.
Right. It's just it's,
turn it over 90 degrees, man.
Exactly.
Bring it upright.
Let's practice this.
You're not going around a corner.
Yeah, I know.
And it's kind of funny because I hadn't paid a lot of attention to that video, but I mean, it's a horrible incident, but you know, you can find humor in the horrible things. You've got like one guy who's yelling at him. You got the guy in the dreadlocks. The black guy is holding the gun. Why is this the only guy in Michigan that's got a gun? I don't know, but anyway, glad he did.
Yeah,
because
sure.
if he hadn't had a gun, nobody had a gun, and how would they subdued a guy? But then there's a guy who's kind of like, he's walking behind the people who are confronting the stabber, and like he's just got his groceries in his car.
He's got his buggy.
Just trying to get to my car here, guys. Can I just get to my car and get out of here?
Right.
Like maybe you could help.
You know, maybe I was thinking it was kind of he wanted a buffer between him and the knife.
But he's behind the people who are, it's like dude, cart, dude with gun, dude, then bad guy, you know?
Right.
Anyway, it's a...
Y'all go ahead first.
Fascinating. Where are we at here? I was going to... Oh, you know what?
Oh, boy.
No, this is a good story.
Oh, okay.
It reminded me of something that I hadn't had a chance to talk about yet or hadn't... It's not true. I hadn't made time to talk about it. I mean, I can always go first with a story, and if it doesn't get on the air, it's my fault, okay? I was at Walmart, Wednesday, maybe Thursday. I don't know. We go to Walmart a lot because we go to Walmart a lot. Anyway, and I was there, and I was leaving, and I had, you know, ice cream and, I don't know, so a couple of food items. And I saw a guy older guy, I'm 70, maybe. I know I'm getting close to where I can't really say that's older. I mean, he's not that much older. Anyway, he was sitting on the ground next to a truck. And there was another person there kind of, you know, it was one of those, like, it catches your attention. And so I stopped and said, you know, hey, do you need help? And she said, the lady who was there said, yeah. So I put my stuff down and I go to see if I can help. Well, it's a pretty big guy. I mean, he's tall, so it's not like he's, you know, girthy. He's just, he's a big guy. I mean, he's probably 250 pounds, okay? So I can't pick him up on my own. I can't help him on my own. And somebody else comes by and we're trying to get him into one of the, like, the handicap carts, you know, which is, I think, what he was trying to do. I think what happened is he tried to go from the truck to the handicap cart and he slipped and fell on the pavement, okay? And he couldn't get up. And, you know, we're trying to help, and we're not strong enough. And, you know, she's like, well, go get the cop. And I'm like, I don't know if the cop's even there. What the cop's doing, is a cop a big person or not? Will that help? So eventually, you know, over the course of a couple minutes, like, another person came up, kind of a bigger, like a taller, stronger young guy, like 20 or 21 came by. And he was helping, and we couldn't figure out how to really get this guy up and in. And, you know, at a certain point, more people don't help because there's only so many you can fit around a person. And this woman comes up, and she's an older woman. I mean, happened to be a black lady, if you care. And she's like, I work in, like, nursing, and this is what you need to do. Anybody got a belt? Well, we got a belt out. Do it like this and have them stand like this. And, you know, her knowledge translated to the stronger kid basically on his own being able to get this guy up and into the chair. And it was just a matter of her knowing physically, this is what you do. You have him step here. You angle your weight this way. And she was exactly right. She was just beautiful. But the thing that I thought in this incident was, I mean, this is Pensacola. I mean, there was probably five, six, seven. I didn't count. I'm thinking back on it, maybe seven people total that at some point or another stopped to help. Didn't know what was going on, but just, is there anything I can do? And I know I felt pretty useless, you know, but I didn't want to leave because I thought, I'm here. If need be, I'm here to help. And I'll be honest, there was a part of me that's thinking, I'm not doing anything effective. My ice cream is sitting there on the hot pavement. But so what? This is what you do. You know, you stop and help. And it was such a beautiful, like, this is Pensacola thing. And I, you know, as opposed to in Traverse City, but they did the same thing, right? Like, people got stabbed and somebody stopped and helped. Many people stopped and helped and tried to apprehend the bad guy. And other people were over helping the victims, you know, so that's normal. It also, you know, I didn't intend this, but it does remind me of a story that I saw yesterday or the day before that only because we're talking about the older guy who couldn't get up. And this, I don't mean this to worry you, but I'm going to tell you the situation and you can do with it what you will. Okay, the headline for the story is, this test can predict how long a middle-aged person will live in just a few seconds. And I am the kind of person that when I see a headline like that, I run for the hills. Because I don't want to know. I'm the kind of person that doesn't want to know. Because I figure it's something, I don't know, where they're going to just, you know, if it's true, I don't want to know. If it's false, most likely it's false. I don't want to get in my head. Like, it just, you know, it seems like that kind of, it's kind of like these, you know, the four signs to know whether your marriage is failing. I know where my marriage is. I don't need to read, you know, I don't need to, like, oh my God, I hadn't been worried about that, but now I am, you know, like, it's, anyway. But this is a for real thing. This is, and this is kind of a little bit scary. These researchers, I'm deliberately not telling you what the test is, but you're going to want to know. Okay. They did this test with 4,000 adults between the age of 46 and 75. And a perfect score on this thing is 5. A very bad score is 0. Okay. And they came back 12 years later and they found out, and I don't have a number for you, so I wish I could, but they said that 12 years later, the vast majority of people with perfect scores were still alive. Less than half of the people who scored anything other than a perfect score were still alive. So that's statistically pretty persuasive. Now, still half, but that means this test means something. Here's the test. It's called the sitting to rising test. Have you ever heard of this, John? You ever heard of this test before?
Never.
I hadn't either. you basically, here's what you do. They only did it in one direction, but you can do it in both directions. It's you're standing, and you need to sit down on the floor into a position where your feet are crossed, basically under you. And then sitting with your feet crossed, so like your butt's on the floor and the feet are on the floor. And then you have to stand back up from that same position. Here's the trick. Using no other body parts. So if you use a hand, a point off. If you use a hand and an elbow, 2 points off. If you use a knee, a point off. If you don't get up off the ground, it's a zero. Okay, so a five is from a sitting position, legs crossed, important. You basically have to figure out a way to get up. And it's a little awkward to just figure out how you do this at first, but then you do it. And if you're healthy, it's not that hard. And if you have locomotion issues or strength issues or balance issues is the more common problem, it's hard to do without, deducting a point or two. Now, the reason I tell you about this test is not to scare you, like if you can't do it, you're going to die soon. That's not what it says. It just says that, again, statistically, if you can't do this perfectly, the chances that you may have real health decline coming soon are high. Half is a lot. But, of course, you can practice strength, balance, stretching. You can do things to improve your skill. Basic yoga moves are going to help you. Pilates, any of that's going to help you with this. And so, when you hear people say that stretching and balance and strength are things you need to practice into your old age to make sure that you're basically healthy, because what kills people is not diseases. It does. But, falls. How many of you know somebody who died because they had a fall? They led to complications. And, that's normal. So being physically just fit-ish, that's not even fit. You're not running or anything like that. It's just standing up from a seated position with your legs crossed and not using anything to help you in the process. So, again, you can go down and then all the way back up is 10 points. They did it on a 5-point from the floor up. You sit on the ground cross-leg without using any other body part to balance. You stand up from that position without any assistance. Subtract a point every time you use a hand, a knee, a forearm, a side of your leg even to help. Okay, because that's your instinct is to kind of like rock over or move something, because it's easier to do that way. The point is to not do that. If you're able to sit down and stand back up with no assistance, you score a perfect 10. If you couldn't get off the ground, you score a 0. Good score would be considered an 8 or higher. John, you want to do it right here while I'm watching?
No, I was wanting you to demonstrate because I won't get off the floor.
Yes, you would. You'd be fine.
Eventually, yeah.
No, you'd be fine. So now we have the now we've gone full circle.
Yes, we have.
We've got Walmart, thug life, gun grab, good citizen, just needs to go to a range and get some training. at the Walmart in Traverse City. And what I was thinking when I saw this video is I thought, this is why I carry a gun. Because just in case. And then when I saw the story, I was like, there was nobody carrying a gun. By the way, the fact that a gun was part of the citizen response to this should be in every story. And I've seen at least 3 news reports that don't mention the gun. This is a good guy with a gun. A good guy with a gun. Saved the day. Right? Prevented more harm. Prevented more people from getting killed. Okay? Anyway. So now that led to discussion about the good story in the Walmart where somebody had fallen and had trouble getting up to where if you can't get up, you may have issues you want to look into. 437-1620, 437-1620. I'm thinking that most people that can pass that test are young, under 35. I think most people can pass the test. Well, it's not that hard. But, it should be concerning if you can't pass it, right? Somebody else says, I don't want to know. I'm afraid to try it. But again, it's if you take the hint that maybe things aren't as good as you think they are, and then you work on stretching, exercise, and balance, right? Which are good things. All right, 548 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Kia Autosport of Pensacola for a special luncheon benefiting Forever Des, a local nonprofit focusing on empowering teen girls. See KiaAutosportPensacola.com for more. Saturday, check out Palafox Market from 9 till 2. Items originate directly from talented on-site vendors up and down Martin Luther King Jr. Plaza and Plaza Ferdinand. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
Join Kenny Shartell from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care tomorrow morning at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care tomorrow at 10:30 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
They're great.
Yeah, apparently we're all breakfast cereal sound.
I was wondering, are
so
you
far.
Hungry?
I'm
this
not.
Morning?
I'm not, but it's making me.
It's making me more hungry.
God, life cereal is so good, and Frosted Flakes are so disappointing.
Frosted Flakes are great.
They're great. Yeah, for 10 seconds until the milk meets the Frosted Flake, and then they're soggy, and they're just like Wheaties without sugar.
Eat fast.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if you eat fast enough, it's great. I was just stalling until we got to that part. 551 on News Radio 92.3. What do you mean I didn't resolve the Walmart story?
Well,
he was fine. We got him in the thing.
In the cart, but...
We got him in the cart. He's fine. I mean, he was a little bruised.
Did he drive off inside the store?
He was lucid. Yeah, I mean, I left. It was all good. He's fine.
Okay. I was just concerned.
Well, now you know.
Well, thanks.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I'm still just mind-boggled here over the lack of appreciation for Frosted Flakes.
No, they're great for 5 seconds.
Great.
And then they're soggy. And when they're soggy, they're
terrible. Oh, you tried.
Yeah, I couldn't come up with an equally. They're terrible.
There you go. Look at
like
little
it.
Andrew.
That's good. That was a good effort.
Or if if Charles Barkley were doing it, they're terrible.
Terrible.
Go on, David.
You want me to do some headlines?
I do.
Here?
Okay. For that. Best. Yeah, that's what the listeners want too.
Well, country artist Connor Smith is returning to the stage after that deadly car accident last month. In an Instagram post, Smith said he'll be performing at the Grand Ole Opry on Wednesday. And he also shared his gratitude for being able to play again. He called the Opry the Church of Country Music. The Baseball Hall of Fame welcoming some new members. Here we go.
Come on. What you got, David?
You can
I know
do
you
it.
Struggle with pronunciations. What you got for me?
You know, it's that the text is super small.
No, it's not that the
I'm
text
getting
is small.
Old. I need
no, it's
like
not.
Magnifying
these
eyeglasses.
These are very, very famous people.
So Ichiro Suzuki.
Ichiro.
I was pretty close.
Yeah, you are.
I was right there, almost on the money. Making history as the first Japanese player being inducted. He's joining CC Sabathia.
Nice! Perfect!
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good for not knowing the name.
Right. Billy Wagner, Dick
that's
Allen.
That's not how you say that. Joking. Go on.
How many ways can you say Wagner? What's going on here?
I'll just mess with you.
Dick Allen and the late Dave Parker.
Yeah, that's right. So, interesting story. Did you see the Hall of Fame ceremony at all or seen pictures, John?
No, I haven't.
Okay, so CC Sabathia, describe him for me. As a fan.
Big boy?
Yeah. He's a big, plump pitcher.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. He's Fernando Valenzuela. Fernando Valenzuela was 6'4". And he was not. And he always wore his hat a little askew, right?
Right.
And he looks, the closest thing he looks like is, he looks a little bit like Forrest Whitaker. If you know the actor Forrest Whitaker, CC Sabathia looks a little bit like Forrest Whitaker. CC Sabathia has been taken as Ozempic. CeCe's trip.
I haven't seen this. Whoa, whoa.
Oh, you look it up. Look it up. Look it up while I'm talking. Look it up. Look up CeCe Sabathia Hall of Fame. You'll see. He's dropped a lot of weight. I didn't recognize him. I thought, what? Where's CeCe Sabathia? I don't see him up there. Also, Ichiro is, this is really unbelievable. Ichiro, you see the picture?
I see the picture.
That's CeCe Sabathia.
Who is he?
Right. That's CeCe Sabathia's thin cousin.
What is he with him?
And he, by the way, you know, deservedly so, a Hall of Famer for sure. All of these guys. You know, obviously, Billy Wagner, I'm a little less sold on. He got in his 10 year. He's a marginal case, okay? But both CeCe and Ichiro got in their first year. He's a 6-time All-Star, 2007 Cy Young Award winner. So, yeah, CeCe, no big deal. Here's the thing about Suzuki, Ichiro. Nobody calls him that. Ichiro got 393 votes out of 394 voters. You know how the Hall of Fame voting is like sports writers and a bunch of different people. One person on the first ballot for Ichiro didn't vote for him. What kind of a mental imbecile doesn't vote for Ichiro to go into the Hall of Fame? This is obnoxious. He even made a joke about it because when the voting came out, he's like, I will invite everybody who voted over to my house for dinner, including the guy who, because I want to find out who did it.
Except for the one person.
And now he's revoked. His joke in the speech was, the offer's expired. You don't get to go. There's some dude from Poughkeepsie, you know, is like bragging to his friends that he's the guy who didn't vote. There is no reason not to vote for Ichiro. He is an icon in baseball. He absolutely first ballot Hall of Famer. It should have been unanimous. There's only ever been one unanimous. And that's part of what I thought this was interesting about this is, of course, the unanimous vote was Mariano Rivera, who is a no doubt, of course, first ballot gets in, obviously. Okay. But I was looking at some of the other people. Because nobody else has gotten 100%. Nobody else has gotten except for Mariano Rivera. Derek Jeter, 396 out of 397. What idiot.
Who?
Right? Ken Griffey, 437 out of 440. Three people didn't vote for Ken Griffey to go in the Hall of Fame. Junior. Tom Seaver missed 5 votes. Nolan Ryan, 491 out of 497. 6 people did not vote to put Nolan Ryan in
did
the Hall of Fame.
Did they not get their ballot in the mail in time or something?
Do you not? I mean, do you understand? I mean, what? Do you not understand what the Hall of Fame is? It's absolutely mind blowing to me. Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, 537 out of 545. 8 people. Ty Cobb missed 4 votes. George Brett missed 9. Hank Aaron, 406 out of 415. 9 people didn't vote for Hank Aaron for the Hall of Fame. And you go down the list, and Tony Gwynn. Oh, my God. Tony Gwynn, one of the greatest hitters in history.
Yes.
He missed 13 votes. Randy Johnson missed 15 votes. I'm doing the math as I'm looking at it. Greg Maddux, Chipper Jones, Mike Schmidt, Johnny Bench. Hey, Babe Ruth. Your vote for the Hall of Fame, Babe Ruth. 11 people didn't vote him in. 215 votes. Just
blows my mind.
It does? It proves something I said on Friday. Remember we were talking about these nitwits out in Seattle that are protesting the Blues flying for Seafair?
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And what did I say? No matter how good a thing is, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't like it. There's always going to be somebody who doesn't get it.
I think those people, their voting rights should be taken away.
They should. Absolutely. If somebody doesn't vote for Ichiro Suzuki, never get to vote again. These are the baseball writers. These are the professionals. These people should know better.
They don't seem professional.
I know. It's weird. Okay. Outrage over. 558 on News Radio 92.3. By the way, I saw an interesting graphic. It was talking about all of the people who are in the Hall of Fame with 3,000 hits and how many they had at the age of 26. And it was, 1,200, 800, 1,000, 900. Ichiro, at the age of 26, none. Because he'd been playing in Japan.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So he got to 3,000 hits, and he started 1,000 behind on age of everybody else. God,
that's amazing.
And he always said, they always said about him, if you're not a baseball fan, I'm sorry, let us geek out for a second, okay?
Yes, please.
But what they always said about him, and I think it's true, is he learned that slap style of hitting and slap off as a left-handed hitter to get closer to the base. It's a Japanese style of hitting. to get a lot of hits. But in batting practice, he would hit him out of the park.
Wow.
Meaning, if he had wanted to hit for power, he could have been a power hitter. He would have been, you know, a slugging guy. But he wanted to hit for average to get on base, which is the only way to score. You get a, anyway, so just, you know, he could have been a whole different kind of player if he'd have wanted to. And he didn't want to. He wanted to be this kind of player. Now, if only he could have pitched. Then he would have been Nohtani, but he wasn't. So, all right. I know if you're not a baseball fan, you probably didn't care about all that. But at least, if you're not a baseball fan, now when people today are talking about the Hall of Fame vote, you have something to add. One vote.
Local Talk in the morning, 5 to 9 with